All right, today we're doing a deep dive into a really powerful technique, the controlled fade shot. And our mission today is to figure out, not just how it works, but why it's so critical for playing golf here in South Africa.
Yeah, the courses here can be brutal.
They can. And all our insights for this, by the way, we pulled from the source material over on the Golf Day Buddy app.
So for anyone who's maybe a bit new to this, the fade shot is, well, it's just making the ball curve gently,
Yeah.
on purpose.
Right, it's not a slice.
No, definitely not a slice. If you're a right-handed player, the ball starts just a little left and then just drifts softly back to the right.
And that little curve, that's the key.
That's everything. It gives you so much control. You get around trees, bunkers, you name it.
That control is huge, especially when we talk about local courses. I mean, think about playing Gary Player Country Club
Oh, yeah.
or Pinnacle Point. They've got those sharp turns, those dog legs, where a straight shot is just. It's going nowhere good.
Straight into trouble. You absolutely need that curve.
So how do you do it? The source material we have breaks it down into three pretty easy steps.
It does. And it's really more about precision than, raw power. Step one is all about alignment.
Okay.
You have to point your feet, your shoulders, everything, just a little bit to the left of where you actually want the ball to land.
So you're almost tricking your body a little bit.
Exactly. Your body is aimed over there, but your mind knows the real target is somewhere else.
That makes sense. But okay, if you're on a tight fairway, my first thought, and I think a lot of people's first thought, is to just grab the driver and swing a bit softer.
Right, and that's the trap.
Does the source say to use a different tool?
Absolutely. That's the second step. Club choice and grip. The source argues against using a driver in that situation.
So what should you use?
A mid-iron, like a 7-iron, gives you so much more control, and this is key. You need a really relaxed grip.
Not the death grip.
No.
Yeah.
That light pressure is what helps the club face stay just a tiny bit open when you hit the ball.
Okay, so we're aligned left. We have a light grip, open club face. Now for the swing. What's the secret to getting that little side spin?
It's the swing path. That's the third step. You need what's called an outside-in swing path.
Outside in.
Yeah, but don't think of it as like a big chop. It's more like you're drawing a shallow arc across the ball,
Okay.
moving from the outside, coming across toward the inside. That path, with that slightly open club face, is what slices across the ball in a really controlled way.
And that gives you the fade, not a wild slice.
Precisely, a controllable fade. That's how you manage your distance and stop the ball from just flying off into the bushes.
The distance control is massive. So let's think about real world proof. How do the big South African pros use this shot?
The Golf Day Buddy app has some fantastic examples here.
Yeah.
You see Ernie Els using the fade to navigate those dog legs perfectly, just like we described.
And Louis Oosthuizen, he uses it in the wind, right? Like down at Fancourt.
Oh, it's amazing to watch. He's not fighting the wind. He uses the fade to keep the ball flight low and stable. Just cuts right through it.
Wow.
Yeah. And then you have someone like Charles Schwartzel, who loves it on tight courses to make sure he hits the fairway.
So the big takeaway is that if you practice these steps on actual South African terrain,
Yeah, with the wind, the hills near the Drakensberg, it just makes the shot so much more reliable.
so what does this all mean for you, the listener? The controlled fade shot is basically your best friend for getting around obstacles and staying accurate.
It's an essential skill.
For sure. And again, all these amazing actionable steps came straight from the research on the Golf Day Buddy app.
But here's the final thought the source leaves us with, and I think it's brilliant.
Go on.
The driving range, it teaches you repetition. But the golf course, that teaches you adaptation.
I like that.
So if you really want to own this shot, the source says to get out and play practice rounds. Go to a real course like Royal Cape.
Because the range is flat and perfect.
Exactly. To really master that curve, you need to feel what it's like when your stance is a bit awkward and the wind is actually pushing against you. That adaptability, that's the real prize.